Welcome to the Commonwealth Minute. Here's your host, Richard Nelson.
Amendment 2, which would have made school choice possible in Kentucky, failed by a wide margin. Millions of dollars, with much of it coming from outside the state, were spent by teachers' unions. And several school districts illegally made statements opposing Amendment 2. Voters were misinformed about what Amendment 2 actually did. And when voters are confused or uncertain about a ballot measure, they tend to vote no. But so long as Kentucky remains near the bottom in educational performance for K-12 students, and so long as parents are looking for better choices for their children, options for education freedom measures will continue to be promoted. The defeat of Amendment 2 may be disappointing, but it's not the end for the school choice movement in Kentucky.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter at CPC4Kentucky and on the web at commonwealthpolicycenter.org.